of our spiritual life. The only necessary, properly connected, and give some good nourishment. Not will be harmful. If we cannot give good nourishment, it will be disturbed. Electric line, you connected, but you cannot open always electric, the wire. You must cover, some way protect it.
Insulation.
Insulation necessary. That insulation is humility, tolerant, and giving honor to others. It's necessary. And with that three quality, if we always try to chant the holy name, we must be benefited. It's Mahaprabhu himself given with his associates, Panchatattva, ye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi. This is associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the devotee of Mahaprabhu with Nityananda Prabhu, they are always bestowing mercy everywhere. And their associates, like Guru Maharaj, like Srila Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada Srila Saraswati Thakur, they are bestowing their mercy in this conditioned souls of this world. And we have much hope. You cannot deny to chant the holy name of the Lord or God or Allah. Every religion doing that. All religion, they are chanting their Lord's name. Then it is proved by whole world. It is proved in the whole world. No, I am searching the word.
All religions of the world.
They are giving this to us. But 5,000 years ago, what is composed by Vedavyas. Before that it was in the form of only mantram, mantra form. That's called Shruti mantram. All this Shruti as mantram revealed. But later, when Kali Yuga grown up quickly, losing the memory, and also lifetime, the people of Kali Yuga. Then they are Vasudev, he appeared and he that Veda mantram and Vedanta, Upanishad, etc., he composed for us. It was 5,000 years ago. This is history. And still it is very much widely and famous in India. They are respecting the Muni. They are respecting the Rishi, so all the research scholars, and they are thesis about Lord, but everywhere given this consciousness, if you chant properly the name of your Lord, Lord will be more merciful to you in this age. That is the property of this age of Kali Yuga. Kaler dosho nidhi rajan asti jeko mahan guna Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Bandha Parangmachit. There's so many fault in this age of Kali, but one extremely good quality, if you chant without offense the holy name of your Lord, you must get liberation. There is no doubt. And after liberation, you can stand in your own feet. And that plane is the service plane, plane of dedication. And there you will get everything, service to your Lord. All relation will be with your Lord as appropriate for you. Shanto, Dasya, Sukha, Vatsalya and Madhur. That five kind of relationship with Lord you must get through this Mahamantram. And unlimited glories of Mahamantram chanted by Agastya Rishi, chanted Anantadev, chanted by Brahma, many were, and all the scripture chanted these glories. And Mahaprabhu himself told, ye namnamakari bahudhani ye sarvasakti tattarpita. You put in your all power in the name, non different form of you. I am very unfortunate, properly I cannot chant this. Now what is properly chanting process? The 10 kinds of offenses must be avoided, and with affection, with love, sincerity and faith, if we will try to chant this holy name, we must be benefited. This is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have got that teachings, you promise you will proceed in this way as much as possible by you. That is, I know we are all in the fallen position, we are fallen soul. We will do wrong sometimes, no doubt. But our scriptures and Lord is very merciful. They are said, bhumauskalita padanam bhumireva avalambanam taijata paradhanam tameva saranam prabhu. If some little boy, maybe 10 months or 12 months boy, try to walk, he first try to walk and taking sometimes some help of wall or father, mother, but walking some steps and falling down, again waking up and again try. If any difficulty will come in our practicing life, we not will be hopeless anyway. Again and again we will try, and when we will get strength more by our experience, by our service, then we not will fall down. But first time many things, disturbance will come to us, but not will be hopeless and disappointed. Mahaprabhu given that hope, Nityananda Prabhu given that hope, all the scriptures given that hope, we must follow that, we must benefit it. This is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our Guru Varga. And when we will enter the deepest position, abode of Lord, there we will see miracle waiting for us. That time we will laugh to see our remembering our pain in this mundane world. Which way we shall leave everything, which way we shall go, many things, pain will come to me. But when we will be qualified and that miraculous environment, when we will leave, then we will laugh to see. One very nice story, I am telling. Indra once, Lord Indra, you know, who is the master of Sarga Rajya. Indra once cursed by some rishi and have got the hog body. Yeah, rishi given curse, you become hog. This offense you have done, you are not qualified to be a king of this Sarga Rajya. You go down to the Mortalok, means mundane world, material world, you go and take a hog body and relax there. And then Indra have got hog body. Gradually he have got one female hog. Sow. Then he started his family life there happily. And he become father. There may be hundreds of the pig. Pigless. And he is happily, he is very powerful body, have got, no doubt. And happily relaxing with children and wife. But after finish his curse time, Brahma himself come to bring him. But he already covered by illusion and become a hog, and he is thinking, I am a hog. And this way he is continuing his life and collecting so much, the kochu, ghechu, etc. And eating that happily. Now Brahma come and Brahma said, oh Indra, now your lifetime finish. You come, you are Indra, king of Sarga Rajya. You come back your abode. You jump in this pond and your body will be detached with you. You will die and you come back your heaven. And Indra thinking, who is that four-mouthed man? I am here living with happily with my children and wife. Why I shall go to your heaven? Where is your heaven? I do not know. And nonsense things you are telling. And Brahma have seen that he is too much attached with his hog body and family life. Then when Brahma not was successful, Brahma thrown his children to that pond, and children one by one dead. That hog was very much angry, and he tried to attack Brahma, but Brahma in off position, and he cannot touch Brahma. And he is showing his anger so many ways. If he will get Brahma, he will kill him. That is his mood. But Brahma have seen his children gone, but he have not got consciousness. Then Brahma finally think the wife is too much attached with wife. He is attached. Then I shall kill his wife. And that hog have little brain, and he also thinking, now maybe he will kill my wife. Then he taken his wife and running. And Brahma taken his wife and thrown the pond. And wife also dead. And that hog so much crying. And then Brahma again gone and told, why you are crying? I am not your enemy, I am your friend. I come to take you. Your heaven there is waiting, Sarga Rajya. There are so many beautiful things you cannot conceive. And this way he told many things. And hog thinking, oh, this man telling from first. And if he is my friend, maybe, then he is thinking, what shall I do with my this body? I must jump. That is my whole family gone, and what shall I do now? Then he jumped in the pond, and his body detached from his atma, and he come out and have seen, yeah, he is very nice, Indra, looking so beautiful, etc., etc. You know, Indra, how much looking good. Then Indra have seen his children also. They are also some nice form have got, and they are also waiting in the bank of that pond for Indra. That is, with Indra's association, they have got also much punya. And through that, they are also going to Sarkaloka, no problem. And Indra, seeing that, was surprised and apologized to Brahma. I have done much wrong with you. You are really my lord and my friend. And Brahma that time telling, you see your body again. It is in the pond. Still it is floating. No, not to tell this. Then Indra gone to Sarvaraja and have seen there are so many things. There are Amrita, Apsara, Parijat, Uchchaisrava, many wealth and full of joy, dancing, chanting, many things. And seeing Indra, and they also come for inviting Indra inside of that heaven. And Indra gone with nice Parijat garland, etc., etc. And that time Indra's feelings, you can feel something, what joyful was his heart, his mind, and our position like that. Here we have so much attachment, then we forgotten our own self. But when we will see our own beauty and our relatives, everything is there in transcendental abode, then we also will feel like that Indra. Then not necessary to be disappointed with this wealth of this world, name, fame, etc. Anyhow, this way Mahaprabhu told, and this story in Srimad Mahabharata, this story. The Mahaprabhu giving his mercy, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gutiranatha. This is only the procedure to satisfy our Lord through the serve His divine name. And it is very easiest process. Then we will be firm in our own position and with humility tolerant and giving honor to others. Mahaprabhu said, Tinadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sahishnuna Amanina Manudena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This way we shall chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We must be happy, benefited, and we must proceed to our goal, life's goal. Panchagalvadrubhascha kribasindhu bhaivacha patitarang pavali bho vishnaibho namo namo. Again Krishna will give me chance, I shall come back to this Australia and meet with you all. In the meantime, if you will get opportunity, must come to Navadvip, India. There Mahaprabhu's birthplace and Krishna's place, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Jamuna, Ganga, everything you will happily see and worship there. Also Puridham, there is Jagannath, there Balabhadra, Subhadra. And there we make all arrangement for the devotees. Then you have no problem now. In Navadvip, Puri, Vrindavan, Mathura, everywhere, for the service of the devotees, we are all ready and eager for service. Come, it is standing invitation for you all, from our side, from my side, and from your side. Hare Krishna. This is Panchatattva name. You know Panchatattva name. You first chant Panchatattva name once and bow down to them.
Hare Krishna.
এখানে বসে গেল, এখানে টাইম এখন এইগুলো আগে থেকে বলতে হয়, আগে থেকে বললে এই ঝামালগুলো হয় না। Name not necessary to change, but if you think little change I can do that, then Sita Sundari Devi Dasi, this Sita name is extremely powerful name of the power of Lord Ramchandra. মহাপ্রভু কি জয়, আনন্দ করি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কি জয়, শ্রী চৈতন্য সারস্বত শ্রীধর মিশন কি জয়, শ্রী গোবিন্দ ধাম কি জয়, অল দি অ্যাসেম্বলেড ডিভোটিস কি জয়, হরিনাম সংকীর্তন কি জয়, গৌর প্রভানন্দে হরি হরি হরে হরায় নম কৃষ্ণ